While the U.S. has had organic standards for years, South Korea only recently established its own. Now the countries need to figure out a common set of standards. If an agreement is not reached during the six-month grace period, then each U.S. manufacturer and farmer would have to become certified as organic by the Korean government. Laura Batcha is the executive vice president of the Organic Trade Association. She says it would be expensive for each producer to be inspected by the Korean government.
But it requires Korean inspectors to come over and do it. There's a backlog that would happen just in terms of timing and the logistics of it. But then also for a processed product with multiple ingredients, it's got to happen for every ingredient. So it's not a small undertaking.
That's why Batcha hopes the two governments can come up with an agreement soon. She says the demand for U.S. organic products is growing in South Korea. The country is important to companies like Lafarge-based Organic Valley, which has been selling milk and cheese powder to South Korea for a few years. Sales have doubled annually, with $500,000 in sales last year. And Organic Valley wants to push even more products into the country. Organic cranberries and cereals from Wisconsin are also sold in South Korea. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.